Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's like we're running a 24-hour network over here. Welcome back to the Boxing Voice. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs, and I'm not joined alongside anybody just yet. We're here just to report quickly, since Mayweather-McGregor mania is in effect. It's hit one Oscar De La Hoya, the promoter of Saul Canelo Alvarez. He's obviously, you know, co-promoter in the fight with Triple G, taking place September 16th. And even though I don't have a co-host to bounce this one off, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think that all publicity is good publicity. I'm going to go ahead and screen share Oscar De La Hoya's Twitter, verified Twitter, so that you can see what exactly it is that we're talking about here. I will zoom this in and put that nice and big for you. And Oscar De La Hoya, from his verified Twitter, and this tweet has been out now for some time, you know, we're talking 2 hours ago. So as of yet, no one's come out and said that his Twitter is hacked or anything like that. But you can read it for yourself. Oscar De La Hoya, the golden boy, promoter of Saul Canelo Alvarez, is obviously mad at all the hype surrounding Mayweather versus McGregor. And he tweets, and I'm reading here, "Fuck you, hashtag Mayweather versus McGregor. Both of you are disrespecting the sport of boxing. Hashtag Canelo Triple G September 16th. Now, again, I think that this is where all publicity is good publicity. So obviously, if you do a Google search for Oscar De La Hoya, his name comes up. He's being quoted for this tweet throughout the public. So at least Canelo and Triple G's names are in people's mouths. Was that his attempt? Was that the end goal? Because this does make him look very sour right now. I don't know why he's crying. I get it. You know, Mayweather McGregor is kind of taking a spotlight on Canelo Triple G, but dude, don't be a hater for real. I mean, you know, you got 2 weeks before your fight. Do some actual promoting and get the buzz going after this, you know. Maybe have Canelo or Triple G at the fights, you know, but they won't go that far, right? Like, why would they do that, in their opinion? But that's how you get people talking, you know. Be amongst all that media that is going to be asking questions. Let the media ask Canelo and Triple G their thoughts on Mayweather McGregor, instead of tweeting out, "Fuck Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor," like they did something to you other than do what you used to do. You know what I mean? Set up big money fights. Like it's very childish. Hopefully it comes back and he was hacked. You know, maybe he was hacked and that helps everything, right? I don't know. I could be wrong. It just does seem childish. I was expecting this to be retracted by now, but again, my big brain thinking, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, well, bad news is good news. People are talking about it, and the question has to be asked, Well, why did he say it? Well, he said it because he's mad that Canelo and Triple G are being overshadowed. Oh, Canelo and Triple G, what's that? Oh, that's a fight that's happening 2 weeks from now. Oh, is it really? And now it's on the minds of people again. Looks like my co-host has joined me, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce him.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah, Conor McGregor.
Boxingverse.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
Boxingverse.com.
Yes, the hipsters here hate everywhere.
Excuse me.
Oscar De La Hoya tweeted something that maybe a lot of boxing fans are thinking. Maybe definitely he is thinking. We all knew he was thinking this. But there's some things you just don't say out loud. I feel like everyone's mom taught them that at some point. And like Ness said, you know, the fact that this isn't retracted at this point, or he tweeted it out earlier, then deleted it, then tweeted it again. It's very hard to get this story right on this. On this exact story in particular, I definitely don't think he was hacked. I don't believe that. I don't believe anyone's excuse for your account was hacked anymore. I think that's utter bullshit. And let's be honest, this is in line with what he's been thinking and what he's been saying. He's been saying, don't buy this fight. Buy Triple G Canelo. Even though he wanted Canelo versus McGregor at one point. Put that to the side. Obvious hypocrisy. But you know, De La Hoya has a long history of substance abuse. God knows if that's what it is. I really don't want to dwell on it, but I really hope that's not this case, because I think anyone that's sane, that's sober, would not have tweeted this out at this point. It's only going to create a negative backlash, regardless of if you may be in the moral right or the idea that your fight is the true fight. In boxing, this one is not. That's not the fact. That's not reality right now, unfortunately. We are in the Mayweather-McGregor world, and Oscar is unfortunately on the outside looking in, and it just looks bitter. This is a huge PR mistake, in my opinion, and he's going to definitely answer some questions from the media regarding this. I'm very curious if he shows up to the Canelo Triple G media workout on Monday now, considering this. Because I've been to a Canelo media workout where he didn't attend. So I can see him not going up to the biggest fight of his promotional company's career, maybe, or a year so far. And him not go because he doesn't want to deal with questions about this. That's very possible. But I hope Oscar the best. I hope this is just a case of him being very upset and not anything else.
I can't say that I hope it is that. I think it is what it is. He's releasing a little frustration. Social media has become an extension of us. You know, we post our pictures. We post our anniversaries, our children, our wives, our girls. And this is just his frustration, him letting it out the only way that he knows how. But again, I still think that this comes with an underlining agenda, a plan, a secret plan to keep the names of Canelo and Triple G in the mouths of people. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. We have a few callers. Remember the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to voice your opinion on this here subject. And if not, we're going to go to the live fights that start in a couple of minutes. We're going to Jimmy in Victorville.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing? I love the show. Just real quick, I wanted to touch on Oscar saying that, you know, it's disrespectful to the sport. I really don't think it's disrespectful at all. I mean, if he opens his eyes and shuts his mouth, then he'll see that this is a really good fight for boxing. I mean, everybody's into it. The hype is big. Everybody's going to watch it. One last thing that I wanted to say was I've been real busy lately, so I haven't been able to call or, you know, chat or none of that stuff. But about the show the other day when Matt said that Californians don't tip their barber or have a barber that they go to, that shit is just ludicrous, bro. I go to the same barber every week, every 2 weeks, and I tip my boy $5 to $10. So I don't know what you living on, Matt, what side of California, but you got to tip your barber, bro, and you got to give him love.
I don't go to a barber.
Tell him, Jimmy. He goes to a Supercuts, bro. When I met Matt and started hanging with him, he said he goes to Supercuts. I almost wanted to kill myself, yeah, bro, but whatever.
Not a big deal. Anyways.
Yeah, I took my girl to Supercuts the other day to go get a haircut, and I seen some little teenage boy going in there with his mom, and I told him where to go, bro. I felt bad for the little boy. I hate to see, you know, young generations like, you know, we got now going into Supercuts. That shit is heartbreaking, bro. But, yeah, that's my call. Thank you, guys.
It's a haircut. I mean.
Thanks for calling
it. It's not the end of a civilization.
The right haircut can make you look like Tom Cruise. The wrong one.
I got the supposed white hair, the right haircut at your place, and I mean, it didn't make me look that much better than other haircuts before. So.
You're crazy. People were calling you Tom Cruise. 870-549. First time caller. First time caller. All right. Well, yeah, we just wanted to give a quick little report on this. And another quick reminder, we're going to be on the Young Turks Sports Division doing some Mayweather-McGregor talking with the Young Turks. So that is a great, you know, treat for us and for you. We're happy to be on there and, you know, chop it up and bring some boxing knowledge to their sports department, and grateful for that opportunity. Remember, if you're watching this in the future, present, past, doesn't matter, hit that thumbs up button. It's always going to help with the visibility of the show. Final thoughts. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And really, I'm going to stick with what I've been saying. All news is good news. And Oscar, I think, is on to something by being negative. He gets people to write, I think. I don't know, does that work or not, but here we are, aren't we?
I don't know. I think that the reason why Oscar's so upset is because his event, which is an amazing event, is being completely overshadowed, just like everything else in boxing. So I do feel like this may go under the radar still. Boxing fans may recognize this and may react to this tweet and this story. But that crossover appeal that tomorrow's event has doesn't equal to this. You don't get MMA fans, you know, now on our show listening to this. They're not on this episode. They're on different episodes. Why? Because right now, all they care about, what every casual cares about, is Mayweather McGregor. And what a retired boxer that seems bitter is tweeting about may not register the same way that Oscar may be implying in your theory. Again, I hope this is just a case of him being mad. I think if it's a PR move, it's a very dumb PR move. I think if this is anything that, you know, we know about in his past, I really just want to say some prayers for Oscar De La Hoya and some good thoughts and good vibes. Just be happy, man. Like, you have a great life. So yeah, I'm Matt Thipsner. You can find me at Mixed Combat News, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Look how spontaneous this spontaneous show was. We just wrapped up another one. We came back with this one. Remember to follow us on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. We should be there with a main event fight chat. Holler at us. Do say.